Hello.
Hello.
My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything or I'm not about to ask for a donation. Am I speaking with Christy?
This is Christy.
Christy, do you have time for a survey?
How long?
Maybe 5 minutes less.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Christy, we're going to continue in English. And Christy Kane, first, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, Christy?
I do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that the definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
It's clear.
Okay? Okay, thank you. And your sex is male, female?
Female.
Thank you so much. And what year were you born, Christy?
1965. Who's asking for all this?
This is actually a research that we're doing, and we're really interested in your opinion. So it's a public research.
It's not requested by the city of Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
It is, or it's
yes.
not?
No, it is. Are you is?
It
okay.
is, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it from one specific office or just in general?
Just in general, okay. To help out with the community. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item, on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the more it will improve the quality of the life in Levine.
Okay.
First statement is better public transportation options. 5, okay. Better street and road maintenance.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or
5.
Okay. More dining and restaurant options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Okay. More
the parks just need to be finished.
Okay.
Affordable housing. 5.
Okay. More good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. We're almost done. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, or looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. Perfect. Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few? And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few. Too few. Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no, and you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Okay, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes, strongly, somewhat, no?
Yes.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, entertainment?
Yes.
grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount stores, chains?
No.
No. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? This I would have to type in.
More sit-down restaurants.
Okay.
And more technical jobs where people won't have to leave the area to go to work.
Thank you. Okay, let's see, switching gears a bit. We're almost done, I promise. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a house or a home, I'm sorry. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, or a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all? Would you like me to read
so it was a big problem or... Mm-hmm. Fairly or moderate?
Yes.
Fairly, but there's a lot of construction happening that should help to level that out, I hope.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of a house of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's fairly a problem, but it is improving rapidly because we have a lot of construction happening.
Okay.
No more storage.
Okay. Still thinking about
this is going back to Chris Mackey. No more storage. We're good on the storage.
Okay. Thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing, ma'am. For each, okay. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Yes, yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no? Townhouses or attached homes, yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Single-family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Housing options for seniors, sorry.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Okay. 11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home? Rent your house,
yeah.
Your home? Okay.
Strongly.
Now, now I'm going to read to you, Christy, to some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Strongly favor.
Okay.
Condos, right?
Condominiums. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose.
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor. I don't know that there's much commercial to replace, to be honest.
Okay. Repurpose of replaced parking lots with new housing.
The same, somewhat favor, because there aren't a lot of parking lots that are just languishing.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed.
Somewhat favor.
Okay.
Wait, you said 27th Avenue?
Yes.
Then it's somewhat opposed.
Okay.
There's only one corner where I like that concept, but it's 19th Avenue, so.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Somewhat opposed, some strongly opposed, or somewhat favor, strongly favor.
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's.
In college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just to stop me. Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
Probably there.
Around there, okay.
Yeah.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, can I have your first name?
Christy.
Thank you. I'm very grateful. Thank you for taking your time. This concludes our survey, and you have been very, very participative. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, Christy.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.